Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh, joined with me as always is co-host JP.
Hello there.
And co-host Bradley Fuller.
Hello.
Now, tonight, get ready for mispronunciations galore, because we're looking at the Van Gogh, Van Gogh, Van Gogh episode, Vincent and the Doctor. We're going to jump straight in. JP, in a sentence, please.
If I understood art, I would have enjoyed this more.
If what?
If I understood art.
Okay. We'll delve into that in a moment. Bradley?
I would say just watch the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to like it.
Okay.
So let's jump straight in. We finally have a non-country file Midsummer Murders open. It's not boring countryside where nothing happens. We actually get something happen. Love that.
What do you call it? Art gallery. That's one.
No, just before the art gallery. I think from memory, if I'm right, it's the lady gets attacked by the invisible thing and dies.
Is that how it happens?
Yeah,
no,
pretty sure.
I'm sure they were in the art gallery. That happens when they're at the pub.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The art gallery,
because they're there. They've gone back in time when she gets attacked.
Yeah.
Does it not start with Van Gogh?
You're useless at this.
Fuck off.
You're meant to be the host, and you can't even remember how the episode starts.
I only watched this about 2 hours
ago. I haven't even got any notes, and I know what happened.
I'm not convinced that I'm not right.
I'm pretty sure that it opens up and they go back into the art gallery. But they go into the art gallery and they start talking, and Bill Nye's there and he's giving his thing. And then the Doctor goes up to the painting and he says, "Oh, there's a face in that one."
Oh yeah, you could be right there actually.
Yeah.
Is that not the bit after the cold open?
It literally opens in they're in the wheat fields and Van Gogh is painting, and then he's painting. And then then Bill Nye walks in front of the painting in the museum. That is how that starts.
Well, anyway, we'll fix this in the editing. So it's just nice to have an episode that doesn't just open and nothing happens. You know, it's nice being set in a modern setting with a nice fade of Van Gogh into Bill Nye.
I'm going to end on Who Knows.
Have you got anything for Who Knows?
No.
We never do Who Knows on the second episode.
Yeah, but we should consistently do it in several episodes, really.
No, but we never do. We haven't done the last
episode. I think we do.
We didn't for Amy's Choice. I've only just edited it.
Okay. That's because we only did one episode then.
No, we didn't. We did Amy's Choice and we did the two. Not important now. Lots of editing going to happen. Bill Nye should be the Doctor. That is a fact. He should have a go at being the Doctor.
He's too old now.
He's not too old now.
How old is he?
I don't know. We can't take any more time aside to Google shit. I reckon he's a little bit older than Pierre Corey. He probably is a bit old, but he is, even though he doesn't really do anything in this episode, fantastic.
Yeah, I was gutted they didn't have him in the longer. I mean, he's the short part that he's in this episode. Fucking brilliant. But I'm gutted that he wasn't in there longer.
I completely agree. Even his sort of his little ticks that he does, like you can see he gets a little bit more excited to talk about Van Gogh. And at the end, the little double take he does when he thinks, "Oh no, that couldn't possibly have been Vincent." Like, what a fucking actor, man. Like, how I'd love to know if Bill Nye is a big Vincent fan, and that's why he agreed to be in this episode, or if it was just because it's written by Richard Curtis and they did lots together. That would be someone Google that and let us know.
I'll have a look.
Brad, okay, so JP, do you think knowing more about Vincent and his artwork and stuff really would enhance your enjoyment of this episode?
Yes.
Why?
Well, like, I don't know. Just trying to think of something I'm interested in. Churchill, for example, the Winston Churchill episode was quite cool because I'm like, oh yeah, I know Winston Churchill. I think he was quite a, you know, kind of a big historical figure, everything like that. I don't understand art. I've never gone, I want to go to an art gallery. I'm just not one of those people. I don't have a creative brain to look at a piece of paper and go, that's really cool. It doesn't work for me, unfortunately. But, I know people appreciate art and everything like that. I feel like if you'd have been a massive Van Gogh fan, you'd have been like, this is really cool.
Brad, are you a massive Van Gogh fan?
No, I'm not a massive Van Gogh fan, but I'm aware of his work, and I think it's pretty cool, I'd say.
Did you appreciate the episode?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
There we go.
Why?
I knew he cut off his ear, and I feel like they missed the trick in this episode with that. I didn't know he committed suicide.
I don't think you can have an episode of Doctor Who where a man cuts off his ear and commits suicide in the same episode. That feels a bit
No, no,
heavy,
no.
dude.
No. But they could have
Oh
got the monster to eat his ear or something.
yeah,
Monster to
okay.
gnaw on his ear. Yeah. And then he could just be like holding a piece of like, because if you think about it, the monster's invisible. So if it eats the ear, you're not going to see the ear inside the monster. So then he could just hold a bit of
You will
like,
just see him covered in blood because he has no ear, though.
yeah, but maybe use the sonic screwdriver to cauterize the wound or something. I don't fucking know.
Get out.
I'm not a fucking writer.
Brad, you mentioned the whole you can watch the last first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. I do kind of agree with you that that's the best part, but I also think that's the best part because we get to know Vincent throughout this episode. I think the ending for me this time round really actually held some like emotional currency for me, I think, because I went into this episode thinking I didn't like it. Ended up really getting quite attached to Vincent, and then I thought the ending was genuinely really sad. I don't think the setup works for it though, because Amy and the Doctor have a time machine, right? So Amy said, "I love Van Gogh," and the Doctor has said, "Oh, great, let's jump in our time machine and we'll go to the present day to an art museum to look at some of his work."
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
Right? Like just buy tickets and go to the art. Why are you doing that in the TARDIS?
Yeah, true, but then I guess that's what leads into them seeing the monster in the painting. So they kind of have to go there to go back. But he could just take her back to meet him, I guess.
Exactly. Take him back to meet him, and then he's going on about the monster. It only works for the setup at the end, which I do think is good. Anyway,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
like.
I kind of.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say, I agree with what you said, because obviously you referenced me saying the start and the end. My biggest issue with this episode is, like, the start and the end are great, but in the middle, you really don't need it because the monster is pointless. And I just don't think there's a real threat. I think it's just running around, painting. It ends up just being killed by being stabbed in the chest by an easel, and I just think it's a whole waste of time, to be honest. The good bits are the start and the end, literally, because that's where the emotion is. But I do know what you mean. Vincent's good, and it's good to get to know him.
I think, and I'm not sure where I read this, but the monster is an allegory for depression, right? It's the depression is the monster that you can't see. Only Vincent can see it. It's very personal to him.
Jesus, really?
This is like this is factual. This is true. And I think as a
That's quite deep
kid,
if it is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as a kid, it's probably too much. I think it would go over your head. It is just an
Well,
invisible
it's gone over
monster.
my head, and I'm 26, so who knows what
That...
kids think.
I think this is why I didn't gel with this episode as a kid. But it is, it's supposed to be nobody else. You can only see your demons. And that's what he's battling with. And then the only reason the monster is lashing out is because that's been abandoned by. Not its family, but whatever they say it is that it travels with, one gets left behind, and that's the reason that's acting out. So the whole episode, I think if you look at it as an allegory for depression, I think,
It makes a lot more sense now that you've said that.
yeah, listen, my issue with things like this is a program like this, its main focus should be to be entertaining, and I'm not sure watching a man wave a broomstick around at nothing is entertaining.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I definitely appreciate it more now. Obviously, we've only just watched it. Maybe go back and look at it through your eyes. JP, did you pick up on this, or have I just read a blog that's made me go a bit crazy?
No, I mean, it makes sense. What you're saying makes sense. It's quite clever if that is what they thought it was. But no, I completely missed it. I had an issue with the monster. I didn't the whole premise to me screamed, we've run out of budget on the CGI, so how do we make the monster there but not have to do CGI?
That's where
What I
I
don't get
initially
is,
went. Yeah.
I was going to say, what I don't get is, why did it so easily kill the woman at the start and then it takes so long at the end and never kills Vincent?
I agree.
It's
It
a bit
doesn't want
silly.
to
They don't all
kill, I
link
think,
up.
is the thing. It doesn't
No,
want to
it
kill.
doesn't want to kill.
No, see, this is the thing I didn't like about it, because the doctor goes, "Oh, that's the face of evil," right at the start, right? Which I know you don't judge a book by its cover and everything like that. The doctor then like detects the monster and goes, "Yep, no, they're from a thing, like from a species that are just there to kill and just kill and kill and kill and kill." And then at the end, they go, "Oh no, the killer machine's really sad." Yeah, I didn't connect with it at all. Like, it just, no, I didn't get it. Well, I did get it, but I didn't like, the monster didn't work for me.
No, I do totally hear that. So yeah, I sort of I agree with both of you. I think the monster is lacking. But from what I've read and from what I've seen, I think also as well, like, I've never suffered, as far as I'm aware, from depression. So I think maybe I'm just struggling to relate to it a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. It felt to me like it was a bit budget savvy. But I can see what they're going for. I can see what they're going for. I just wish it hit more. People often refer to the bit where Vincent is just in bed crying and shoos the doctor away as a really good representation of depression and how moods can vary so quickly and for no real reason. But again, who's the target audience for this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
British people, by the sound of it.
no, I get what you're saying, like, because at the end, I know Doctor Who is for all people and everything like that, and in fairness, it wasn't like a kind of right on the nose message, I guess.
Oh
Like,
no, it's pretty
as I
subtly
said,
done. Well, I mean, two out of three of us didn't even pick up on it.
so I agree that if they wanted to put some kind of message in there, then I think that I think that's the way to do it. Because at the end of the day, for me, I'd say Doctor Who is primarily aimed at more kids.
Exactly.
But in the same sense, I don't think kids nowadays are watching Doctor Who. I think the people watching the new stuff of Doctor Who are people that watched Doctor Who growing up as a kid.
Oh, that's a bold proclamation. You don't think being put on Disney Plus has opened it up to a wide new audience?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of who I'd ask.
I
No,
think the
no idea.
issue is, and this is, we're way off topic here, but I was watching an interview with Jeremy Clarkson, right? And he was like, "Thank you for letting me be a part of your Sunday afternoons for the past 20 years." And it was the same with Doctor Who. "Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday nights for the past 20 years." Streaming is now taking that away, because when you're a kid, or certainly when I was a kid, I didn't really pick what we got to watch. It would be what mum and dad put on. A mum and dad would put on a family show. So they would put on Doctor Who, they would put on your Top Gear. That's how I started watching. I never woke up one morning and went, "Oh my God, mum, I'm what, 7 years old. I've seen the trailer for Doctor Who. I have to go and watch it." That's not what happened. I watched it because it was on telly at 6 o'clock on a Saturday. What else do you watch? Like, does
I
that make
don't think I'm
sense?
the same as that.
Really?
I don't think my parents liked Doctor Who, so I don't think they'd have put it on. It must have been me that wanted to watch it.
That's quite interesting. Or there was nothing else on.
No, I don't know.
Interesting,
Honestly,
but
can't remember.
I think that's why things are le having less of a, like a social impact nowadays, because it comes onto stream and you talk about it for a week and then it's forgotten about. And I think it's a shame. And I think it's happening with this series of Doctor Who. It doesn't, Brad, you've brought up loads of times. You don't watch it at 7 o'clock on a Saturday. You stayed up till midnight because it was there. Like,
Oh,
it
when it
ruins it,
started, I
right?
hated that. Yeah,
Yeah.
it does. I'd go back to being Saturday evening all day. I mean, how much we moaned about it being a Sunday evening when Chibnall took over. And I
Yeah.
thought,
Yeah.
oh, Russell's back. We're going to go back to 7 p.m. on a Saturday. Nope, he's going to release it on iPlayer at midnight and you have to watch it so you don't see the leaks.
Yeah,
Ridiculous.
it's a shame. It's a shame for sure. Anyway, let's get back to this episode. It is pretty somber, but it's also quite funny. I like the fact that he's just inexplicably got a Scottish accent. I was literally Googling where was Vincent Van Gogh from when he said, "Oh, are you from Holland too?" I thought that was an excellent joke, to be fair.
That went over my head, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, he's Dutch, isn't he? But he had a Scottish accent, so he
Why
thought
does
that
he have a
Amy's
Scottish
Scottish.
accent? He's Dutch.
I'm guessing the actor is Scottish.
Exactly, because it's BBC on a
Why did they
budget.
not get a different actor?
It's
How many
whitewashing
Dutch
gone
actors
mad.
do you know? No, you don't have to have to, just have someone who speaks English.
Nah, it works. You could probably, in universe, you could probably say, yeah, it's something to do with the translation thing. When has
Exactly.
anybody, aliens don't have accents. If you go to Germany, and I'm trying to think of an example of when we've gone to a foreign country, but they've, oh, when we went to Rome, they weren't speaking with Italian accents, were they? They were Cockney geezers.
Yeah, but then when
True.
you go to when the Daleks are in Germany in the Series 4 finale, they speak in German.
But that, I think, is an issue with the season four finale. I think we even raised
Okay.
that in this podcast. We said, why the fuck are they speaking German?
Yeah, true.
But anyway, there's another, I don't, again, there's not much to talk about. I think it's just a good plot, but I haven't got loads of notes for this episode. There's one really funny bit where they're in Vincent's house, and the doctor is heading off to the TARDIS to grab his mirror. And he says something like, I'll be back quicker than you can say, where the bloody hell's he gone this time? And then it looks like it's about to cut, and he just comes screaming back. I genuinely jump scared from it. It properly made me jump and laugh. Yeah.
There were two kind of jump scares that I tried. You just reminded me the bit where Amy comes around the corner. Oh,
Yes.
that, you know what, actually, that's something that wound me up on this one. So they had this kind of killer monster that they've proven is very quick and everything like that. Yet it kind of got to me, it was like a touch of that Princess Leia chase scene in Kenobi,
I know exactly what you're talking about, and if you'll let me
where
rant
that.
for a moment, I call it the Wild Blue Yonder issue.
Oh, don't. Honestly, that thing should have fucking flattened him before he stepped out of the TARDIS, and he was able to outrun it.
Agreed. He takes a second to let the mirror recognize it, ding, print off the information, and then he looks again and he's still behind him, hasn't done anything for any reason. And then he runs away and it's right behind him, but the things that are flying are going away from miles away. Stupid, nonsense, didn't like any of it. And that's, your point. It feels like it's just budget saving. Let's just say there's no CGI monster. Also,
So
my
lost. It
other
all gone.
issue with this episode, everybody hates Vincent, right? What did he do?
He's
I
just
don't know.
drunk and he's mad.
But what is mad about him? Just the fact that he paints? Like,
I think he's just
everybody
drunk
hates
and
him
he's,
inexplicably.
yeah, but you know what drunk people are like when they're talking, they're a bit weird, aren't they? And he keeps going to places and not being able to pay for stuff and people are just getting annoyed with him, stuff like that, I guess.
I don't know. I think he was too aged. I reckon he's killed a
It's probably
kid
a
or
bit too
something.
excessive, but he's killed a kid, did you just say?
I reckon he'd have to. Nobody hates someone that much for no reason. He's
I got
getting
no
Jimmy
idea.
Savile level of hate. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody
See,
just fucking
yeah.
hates him.
But this is the thing. I think if you knew a bit more about Vincent van Gogh and everything like that, you'd probably understand a bit more.
Potentially, yeah,
Because I'm
potentially.
assuming it's not bollocks in the fact that nobody wanted to buy his paintings when he was alive and everything like that. I'm assuming that's true. But
Do you not think it's done so excessively just to contrast the bit at the end where he says how he's like the greatest painter of all time and everyone loves him? Could be.
possibly,
It shows a big contrast, I guess.
yeah, no, I like that, but I do think it's funny, like just trying to work out why everybody hates him, and I reckon he's murdered a kid. That's why he chopped his ear off. There was evidence there or something, I think.
Interesting.
I like it when they go to the church and the doctor just gets bored. That's something that we see happen quite a lot with this doctor. I just think it's a bit of fun just watching him get fidgety. Is this what time's like when it moves in one direction? Yeah, funny. He's a Time Lord. Of course, he'd get bored, no?
No, I like that bit actually, because it's not often that you just get someone, because painting takes fucking forever, doesn't it? And like, so for him that he could move, kind of, I mean, yeah, if he really wanted to, he could jump in the TARDIS and move a couple of hours after.
No, I just thought it was funny. All of the action in the church, considering it is just men swinging chairs and sticks and easels around, I was pretty hooked at it, to be fair. I thought the third act of this was quite, I thought none of this felt slow to me. It all felt quite fast paced. It almost felt like this could have been a two-parter. I felt like, I don't, no,
No.
I don't think it should have been, but I felt I'd rather this have been a two-parter than the one we just had. All of this felt very
I think if it
concise,
was a
very tight.
two-parter, you'd disagree. If this was a two-parter, you'd be 100% saying this could have been a one-parter. Yeah.
We
No
do say
way.
that with most two-parters, to be fair. But no, I thought this was a really
No, I think this
tight
is the first
cap
time we've done
for
that.
it. No, I always say two-parters should have been one-parters.
Like what? Satan's Pit definitely wouldn't be a one-parter.
Okay, that's the exception. The Gas Mask Children one, that definitely should be. The Slovene one, that
No,
definitely should
agree with that
be.
one. No.
What other two parties are
The
there? The
only one
Daleks
I'd
and the
say probably would be
Manhattan,
is the Santarum one.
the Santarum one. All of,
I'd
there's
agree with
loads,
that one,
every
but
two-parter,
maybe the Dalek one.
except for the only ones that shouldn't be
The
is the Satan
Angels, to be
Pit,
fair.
and the Human Nature and Family of Blood one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Anyway, we digress. They defeat the monster by accidentally killing it, which is the wrong thing to do. Depression, algorithm of, depression, etc., etc. And then they all just take a beat. They all just hold hands and they look at the night sky, and it becomes Vincent's Starry Night. I loved that.
That
I thought
bit
it
is
looked
really good, to be
amazing.
fair.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
from there, it then picks back up again, I think.
I'd agree. Just the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes.
the goodbye in his apartment, or whatever you call it, his little house thing, that's all really emotional as well. It's all really somber. And it's like this idea of, did we make a difference or not? And then they take him to the gallery, and it is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
Like,
that's the best bit.
yeah, really, really amazing. Bill Nighy delivers it perfectly. Richard Curtis writes it perfectly. And I think his name is Tony Curran, but I'd have to double check that. That man can act. Why is he not more famous than he is?
Oh, well, the Vincent guy.
The Vincent guy, yeah.
I gotta admit as well, now that you've said it, that ending has the Love Actually feels about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%, man. Come
Yeah,
on.
I like it even more now.
But yeah, I just think his, like, genuinely, Vincent's acting is amazing, and he should be doing a lot more than whatever he's doing. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else.
What's his name? I'll have a look, see who else is in.
Nothing's coming up. But yeah, they take him in, they say their goodbye. I did think the bit where Amy then sees the sunflower and it says "For Amy" on it, I thought that was a little bit cringy.
No, I like that. I thought that was quite sweet, actually.
We can't agree on anything in this episode.
No.
But
Yeah, no, I thought it was quite sweet.
I really liked it. JP, as someone who's famously not very emotional, what did you think of the episode?
Yeah, I mean, no, it was, as I said, the ending was quite sweet. The little for Amy or whatever it was, the Amy signature on it. I thought that was quite nice, but yeah, it was, as I said, if I'd have known a bit more about Van Gogh, then I'd probably be more interested in the episode, but I didn't. So it was just, yeah, I don't know. It was okay.
Just okay. One of the most highly regarded episodes of all time. If you told this to friend of the show, whose name I've forgotten, what's her name? We've had her on.
Raquel.
Raquel, a friend of the show, Raquel. She'd have your guts of garter, mate. I think she said this is her
Yeah.
favorite episode.
Yeah, but no, I can see why, because it is a very sweet episode, but for me, I just, I don't know.
Well, I think that, unless you've got anything to add, brings us on quite nicely to Love It or Hate It.
Yeah, I'm just reading my notes. I struggle to read. I think that was it. Also, just to let you know that Tony Curran, he was actually in X-Men First Class.
Oh, who does he play?
He plays, and this is where it says. He played the man in black suit agent.
Oh, right, okay. Big
Whoever
role, that is.
that's a big roles after this then, yeah.
Well, when was First Class? 2011?
2011? Yeah.
So not too far after this.
Yeah.
Interesting. Go on there, JP. Love it or hate it.
If it hadn't been for the ending, it would be a hate it. But the ending saved it for me, so I've got to say love it.
Fair play. Over to Bradley.
Oh, annoyingly, I think I completely agree with that as well. Yeah, I think I just really do like the overall, I like the character arc of Vincent. That's the only reason I like it. I hate the actual storyline and the monster, but the character arc of Vincent makes this episode.
Wow, pretty
And finally,
brutal.
you. Finally, you, Josh. What you got?
Wait, did Bradley give an answer? I think I missed it.
You said love
Yeah,
it.
I'd say love it, yeah.
Okay.
It's a love it for me. I think it's definitely better on a rewatch, and I think it's definitely better when you go in and say to yourself, right, this is trying to give a message on depression. So yeah, love it for me. And also, it's Richard Curtis and Bill Nighy. They could do anything and it would be good. That's a fact. But yeah. Before we go, should we talk about that next time trailer?
Yeah, it doesn't really give a lot away the next time. I mean, I've literally just got Electricity, James Corden, and the Doctor moves in.
I
It
actually love this
does
episode.
reveal all you. What?
You don't like James Corden, though, so you've
Yeah, you're
automatically
only hating
you're
it because of James
automatically
Corden.
biased. Yeah, you
No,
don't like
this
James.
is the worst episode of Doctor Who ever.
I
Fact.
disagree. Disagree. I
I would
tell you what,
rather watch the Olympics one.
I can tell you exactly what the worst episode of Doctor Who is, and it is without a doubt Peter Capaldi's first episode.
It is
Because
not worse than this one we're about to watch.
it is because that episode is the pinpoint of when I fell out of love with Doctor Who, when I stopped watching it.
Just because you didn't get it, man.
No, because it was
It's
boring. It was awful.
not boring. It's not awful. Fuck off.
It is
By the way,
awful.
I've just taken a look. That Olympics one is still not back on iPlayer.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Who'd
we've
have thought
got
it?
James Corden, the lodger, rom-com, fucking, he's in love with his friend, but he can't tell her. Let's bang our head on the fridge. Nonsense. Bullshit. Not interested. Don't want to watch it. Can we skip next week's one?
No,
No.
it's
Just don't
class.
like James Corden. That's what it
You
is.
just
I
don't
don't
like
like
James
James
Corden.
Corden. I don't like
Why?
James Corden. I don't like this episode. I don't like that
Do
it's
you not like
not
him?
even the fucking last episode we get with James Corden. We have another
Oh
one
yeah,
of
there's a
these
second one.
episodes next series.
That one's actually even better, I think.
It
Is
fucking isn't,
that
man. It fucking
the
isn't.
Christmas one?
No, it's the Cybermen one.
Oh yeah. That is Christmas one though, isn't it?
I don't think so. I will be honest,
I
I
feel like
actually can't remember what happens in this one.
I do remember.
So I am intrigued to go back to it, but fuck James Corden. Fuck James Corden. Fuck Gavin and Stacey, which is the most overhyped show of all time. Nonsense.
Oh. Anyway, JP, do you not recognise that Tony Curran?
No, should I?
He's in that series that you always bang on about, Sons of Anarchy.
God.
Oh, I love that series. Was it Tony Curran?
He plays Gaines, whoever that is.
Who the fuck is Gavin?
But it's not a well-known character then, fair enough. Oh, I thought
Was
it was
in
going to be
League
a
of
main
Extraordinary
character.
Gentlemen. That was quite a good
Huh?
film. He was in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh,
Ooh. And Gladiator.
he's in Underworld as well. That's supposed to be quite a good film.
Well, this is the new segment of the podcast called What's Tony Curran Been In Before? Anyway,
Than the
that's
Let's
wrapping
Hate
us
James
up.
Corden segment.
Pretty mad that we've only got one episode left before we're in the finale. I feel like this series has flown by, to be honest.
It has, and if I'm honest, I still don't remember what happens in the finale. I don't feel
Oh.
like I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not like I can't tell you what happens. I'm actually quite excited because I don't know what happens.
I'm
I have
looking
vague
forward to it too.
memories, and that's it.
And I mean, I tell you what I'm more excited about. This is a little tease of things to come for our listeners. The finale of series five may be the first episode we record in person.
Oh yeah, all
Ooh.
three of us.
So you'll see if our banter is just shit because we're over Wi-Fi or if it's just shit because we're just shit at this. The facade is about to be broken.
Yeah,
And
we'll
that
show,
is
won't it?
then, and this is now. Thank you for listening. We hope we haven't depressed you too much. Now go and fight off your invisible demons and like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Adios, amigos.